A note that this next interview contains descriptions of physical and sexual abuse. Between 1819 and 1969, the U.S. government sent thousands of American Indian, Alaska Native, and Native Hawaiian children to over 400 boarding schools across the country. A report out last week from the Department of the Interior details rampant abuse at the schools. Many children, some as young as 4 years old, did not survive and were buried on school grounds. The report's goal is to investigate both the loss of life and lasting consequences on Native American communities, and Congress is considering a bill to form a Truth and Healing Commission. Dr. Ramona Charette Klein is a retired educator and an enrolled member of the Turtle Band of Chippewa in Belcourt, North Dakota. She was sent to Fort Totten Indian School in that state when she was seven. She spoke to a House subcommittee last week, and she joins us now. Hello, Dr. Klein. Welcome.
Thank you.
First of all, how are you feeling after your testimony at last week's hearing?
After having the weekend to think about it as I walked and reflected, I will use the word empowered.
Empowered. In what way?
Empowered that the stories need to be told, that perhaps someone will listen, perhaps that the bill that we're working on getting passed will allow people not only to hear the stories, but to access records that have not been easily accessible, especially to researchers and families. Mm.
These stories need to be told. Tell us your story, your experience at the Indian boarding school in North Dakota. What were the conditions like there?
It was a very lonely time. The emotional impact is the greatest impact for me. And the atmosphere being cold, not having any connections with other family members, not having adequate food, not having any affection, that has been really, really difficult.
I've heard you talk about the moment that your mother watched six of her eight children taken from her, put on a bus, and driven away to a boarding school. What do you remember about that moment?
Pain. Emotional pain. I feel it today. I feel that, what must that have been like for my mom? I remember her crying, having her hand on her face, crying as we drove away, not knowing for sure where I was going. How did that experience change her life? Would life have been different? And we don't know. I don't know.
You arrived at the boarding school. They immediately cut your hair short. You had long
Yes.
hair. It was then cut short. It was fine combed with kerosene, presuming you had lice. Many children were stripped of their names, given a number instead as an identifier. You were physically abused by the matron of the boarding school and sexually abused by her son.
Yes. Yes. The physical abuse, my lower back was bruised and it hurt to the touch after being hit with the paddle, referred to as the Board of Education. Said those bruises healed. The emotional bruises, I'm still working on.
You describe the hunger. Food
Yes.
was withheld from you and the other children.
We didn't get much food. I remember taking milk and sugar from the kitchen. I hid it between the window panes in the dormitory, and I'd shake that. That was our first ice cream, because it would crystallize. And with the other girls in the dorm, I remember eating a lot of mush, cornmeal, a lot of beans, and barley soup.
How long were you there?
4 years, 1954 to 1958.
And what was the impact on you of those 4 years?
Everything about that experience has affected my personal life and my professional life. Interpersonal relationships were pretty next to nothing because I don't let people get close to me. This is a big risk for me, sharing with you and the world about who I am, what experience I had, and how that impacted me.
Many Indigenous children never returned home from these boarding schools, and their families were never notified about what happened to them, right?
That's true. That's true. Many, many, many. They don't know the numbers yet. There'll be thousands during that time. I'm pretty confident in that.
You've talked about the intergenerational trauma caused Yes. by all of this, by the family separation of generations of children as young as 4 years old. You went on to become an educator.
Yes.
I wonder how your experience shaped how you teach young people about history.
I taught students from kindergarten to postdocs. And I really tried to work at creating a safe environment for all students where they felt emotionally safe.
Well, you have created a safe environment for students, and you're now giving voice to these survivors of these boarding schools. What do you want us to know about what happened to these thousands of Indigenous children?
I want the world to be educated about what did take place and continues to take place, and the impact of the intergenerational trauma. There's evidence on a daily basis. We see people who, because of some of these experiences or their parents' experiences, they may be taking chemicals to dull the pain, to try to not remember. Just in the last couple of days, after talking about this, I do have backflashes, and I remember things that happened that is a little bit too fresh for me to talk about right now.
And you're in your 70s.
Yes, almost 75.
So the impact of this has been lifelong.
Yes, it has been. I'm better in some ways. I used to be really angry, but as I worked with young children and my granddaughter, they have helped me.
In what way?
Because I saw their development. And I would think, I was just a little girl. I was just a little girl when this happened. When someone touched my body like no child's body should be touched. When a little child is left hungry. I always have extra food around, always. I always had treats in my classroom. And I am readily available to feed anyone who walks into my home.
Dr. Klein, what do you tell your children and grandchildren today about what happened to you?
We don't talk about it a whole lot. It's just coming to surface. My siblings and I have never talked about it. My youngest brother, who passed away 2 years ago, I always felt a loneliness in him. But we never talked about it.
And you're talking about it now to help others because there are so many stories yet to be told.
Yes. So thousands and thousands of children over time in history have been beaten, sexually abused, food withheld. And then the residue of that, when you see people struggling just in their life and blaming the individual and saying, look at the Indians. They're drunk. They don't know how to work. That hurts deeply. I deal with that almost on a daily basis, where I hear just little things being said and no sensitivity or wondering why that person might be having that type of behavior.
Last summer, you took your niece and nephew back to the school where their father was taken. Mm-hmm. What was that experience like?
Their dad died when he was 37. And so for me, it was trying to have them have an understanding of their own history. It was a reflective time.
Painful?
Yes. Silent, though. A silent pain that one doesn't really talk about. It's just there.
Dr. Klein, thank you so much. This is very moving to me, and I really am grateful for your willingness to share this with us. So thank you very much.
Thank you.